Good Shabbos. Good Erev Shabbos. Good Erev Shabbos. Shabbos. Yes, today is, it must be Friday if we're saying the Shmuz, and also, and Erev Rosh Chodesh, and it must be Rosh Chodesh also if we say the Shmuz on a Friday. Just a quickie Shmuz. This one is for real. A quick thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Toldos. Parsha's Toldos talks about Yitzchak. It talks about Yaakov and Esav. In class this week, we actually spoke about an interesting question of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein is far and more extremely enjoyable, always has tremendous questions. The question that was asked, a good old classic of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, question that was asked is, there was a father and a mother, Baruch Hashem, they had a baby. Not only did they have a baby, but they had twins. They go to the hospital, they were not very religious, they were secular. And the father's name was Yitzchak. The mother's name was Rivka. They don't know much about the Torah, but they know biblical names, Yitzchak and Rivka. So they have a baby, and two babies, as I said. So what are you going to name the babies? So they name one Yaakov, and the other one?
Esav.
Yes, they named him in the hospital. And guess what? Wouldn't you know it? Yaakov was a healthy Geshmaka baby. And this Esav, unfortunately, was failing to thrive, as they say. The baby was not doing well in the hospital. And at the daven for the baby, so they didn't know too much about what it means to be religious, but they had a religious cousin. They get in touch with this religious cousin. They say, please daven for our baby. Of course. Didn't even know you had a baby. What's the baby's name? Please daven for Esav ben Rivka. Esav ben Rivka. I'll get back to you. No, my baby needs help. Esav ben Rivka. Are you able to daven for Esav ben Rivka? This was the question I was asking Mrs. Zilberstein. Ask me later what the answer was. But are you able to daven for Esav ben Rivka? Esav's bad news. It's an Avera in the Torah. Not Avera in the Torah. But it's an Avera. It says you're not allowed to name a kid after Yishayim. I was on a plane. I'm sure a lot of rabbis had this similar situation in Tano, but on a plane, and you get a steward on El Al, and it says his name right there, and it says his name is Nimrod, classic Israeli name. No offense if anybody has a family member named Nimrod, but Nimrod, Esav. I have yet to hear like the Pyro Nebuchadnezzar. I'm sure it's coming, but Esav was a bad man. He was a bad person. What was so bad about Esav? What was so bad about Esau? Of course, he'd say he killed people. That's pretty bad. He was a horrible human being to maybe to his mother. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like he was so great to his father, although he loved his father. I'm curious about one point. Pasuk says that even a blind man could tell the difference between Yaakov and Esau. Who is that blind man who could tell the difference between Yaakov and Esav? Yitzchak Avinu. Very good. Pasuk says right over here, how does the blind man tell the difference between Yaakov and Esav? Vayigash Yaakov el Yitzchak Avi vayibusheu. Yaakov's coming along. He's coming to steal the brachas from Esav. Not really steal. He's coming to get those brachas that he deserves. His mother told him to. And he goes up to Yitzchak, his father. Yitzchak's father is blind. Vayimusheyu, and Yitzchak feels him to see. And as we know, as my children are going to come home this week, they're going to show a fluffy, furry Esav, and then we're going to show smooth Yaakov. And he was covered. Yaakov was covered with fur. Vayomer, and Yitzchak tells the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Vayomer, he says, Hakoil Koil Yaakov. It's the voice of Yaakov. V'hayadayim yidei Esav, and it's the hands of Esav. Says Rashi, Kol Yaakov, shemidaber b'loshen tachanunim. He speaks in a way of graciousness. He says, Kum no. He says, Tati, please stand up. Tati, please stand up. Give me a bracha. Avol Esav b'loshen kantoria. Esav spoke in an argumentative tone. He says, Yokumavi, Kanturia Deeper. Yokumavi, get up, Tapati. Get up, Pops. One time I was in the car. Actually, I wasn't in this car, but I heard the story later. My grandmother, we called her Bobby Ranz, a friend of Lebracha, exceptionally special person. And one of her great-grandchildren were in the car once with her, and my Bobby Ranz is sitting in the front seat, and her great-grandmother is sitting behind. Her name is Chana. Chana was sitting there, and Chana says to my Bobby, "Buckle up, Bob." That's what it says there. "Buckle up." Is that you talk to your grandma? Now, she was old, 3-4 years old. But she said, "Buckle up, Bob." That's how Esav speaks. Esav says to his father, "Get up." Yaakov says to his father, "Please get up." Very interesting. Yitzchak, a blind man, was able to tell the difference between a Yaakov and an Esav. And it comes down to one little word in this case, and a trillion endless words in other cases. It comes down to one little word, and that word in this case was, "Please. Please. Father, please stand up." There's an old joke. There was this villager. The old villagers, they were illiterate. They could not read at all. So there was this father, and whenever he got a letter from his son, he used to bring it to the post office. And the man in the post office would read the letter for him. So, it was very nice. One day he gets a letter from his son from far away. He brings the letter to the post office. And he asks the man, the Jewish mailman, he asks him, "Can you read the letter for me?" And that day, the postman, he did not have his morning coffee. He did not have a nice relationship with his wife that morning. They got into a fight. So he reads the letter, and it says, "Tati," in Yiddish, it's only Yiddish, I'll translate, "Tati, father, shikmer heisen, send me pants." So he says, "That's how my son talks to me? From afar, my son? Send me pants? Tati, send me pants? Is that the son I raised?" I'm done. Okay? He goes home, takes the postman. And then a few days later, he says, "You know what? Maybe the postman doesn't know how to read properly. Maybe he has my problem. He's illiterate." So he goes back to the postman that day, Baruch Hashem. He had his coffee. He had cake. He and his wife, they made up. It was all happy. The children weren't hurting him anymore. Everyone's happy. So he brings the letter. He says, "Please, can you read the letter again?" He says, "Sure, no problem." He looks at the letter. "Tati, shikmer heisen. Tati, send me pants. Oh, my yingle. He knows how to talk now. Now I would love to send him." Those are the same words. Got to know how to talk. The difference between a Yaakov and an Esav is if you pay attention, not the only difference, but if you pay attention to the small differences, the small words that one person uses, then you could be a Yaakov. And if you don't use that same word, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, nobody here, chas v'shalom, you could end up being an Esav. If you don't use your words properly, a person says, "I got into a fight with a person, so therefore I had to vomit words out of my mouth." And vomit is the right way. Maybe worse than vomit. Vomit words out of my mouth because he said, I said, I had to say, what do you expect from me? I expect for you to act like you're an enig, a grandchild of Yaakov Avinu, that the identity of the Jewish people is how we talk. If you open up a newspaper, the most popular sections in the newspaper used to be the gossip column. Dear Abby, telling all the Nebuch worst news, Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Mitzi Shemra, all the worst things that you could say about a person. If you open up Chas V'Shalom, you watch something and you hear the way politicians talk to each other. Nasty, disgusting, horrible. But they're justified. They don't have a Torah that says, "Le'selech Rachel ba'amecha." Don't say Rechilas. Don't say Lashon Hara. They don't have a Torah that says, "Le'sisna." Don't hate each other. But don't hate each other. They don't have a Torah that says, "Be refined in how you speak." So what do you expect from them? Maybe they're the type of people who go to a gym. They go to a fitness center and they work hard and they figure, "I'm so into myself right now, I might as well totally lose myself in the way that I talk. I go play some ball I totally let myself go in the way that I talk. How can you judge them? A little kid, he's 2-3 years old. He goes over to a bush, a little tree on Shabbos, he's just pulling off leaves. And Isur D'oraisa, no? A malacha on Shabbos. What are you gonna do? You're gonna go smack the kid? Don't you know it's a malacha on Shabbos? Don't you, you can't tear things off? What are you gonna do? You're gonna hit the kid? What are you gonna do? You're gonna hit a kid? He doesn't know better. He doesn't know better. So you judge the people out there in the world? They don't have the big book over here. Some think they do. They don't. They don't know how to read a chumash. They don't have a clue it's in here. You look at how refined a Yid talks. A Yaakov says, Tati, please stand up. And Esav says, get up. Buckle up, Babs. That's what he says. Tremendous difference how you talk. Not just here in yeshiva. Not just here in yeshiva natal. At home. Not just at home. In the streets. Not just in the streets. On the bus. Not just in your mouth. Not just out of your mouth. The way you text. The information that you share towards each other. Even if you're not writing it, you're going to resend something that somebody else sent. That's not kosher. That's not Yaakov Avinu. The difference between Netanel, the difference between all those people in recording lands, different Netanels, but the difference between a Yaakov and an Esav is how you talk. I said this story before, I'm going to say it again very quickly. I never learned the Yeshiva Torah V'das. We have two people here who learned the Yeshiva Torah V'das. Ashreinu Matei Chalkeinu. I never learned in Torah V'das. I once met a certain person in a shul. He was Talmud Rav Pam. Of course, I know a lot of Talmud Rav Pam, but when I meet somebody, I ask him who his Rebbe is, and then I ask him for stories about his Rebbe. This person said he wasn't very close to Rav Pam, but he has one story. When he was in second grade, Rav Pam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of the Gedolei Hador, came into his classroom and he was shaken, Rav Pam. He said, boys, I can't even tell, it's hard for me to say what just happened. Now the second grade boys, they're probably shaking, who knows? Was there a terrorist attack, Chas V'Shalom? Was there a robber just came into the yeshiva? Who knows what could be? He says, I was walking in the hallways just now. And somebody was talking to somebody else and he said something, I can't describe it. So the boy said, what was it? I can't. So Pam then says, I'll try to spell it. One boy was yelling at the other boy, and he says to him, S-H-U, I can't finish. He couldn't finish those two words. And I see people laughing. The only one we should be laughing at is, if we are laughing, we should look in the mirror and say, why have we yet to achieve such refinement? Yaakov Avinu, please stand up. Not get up. How do I speak to my friends? Should I say the words that we hear all the time that people are using? Should I say those things? Not even the words that get censored on whatever. I don't even know if anything gets censored anymore. But wherever things used to get censored. Not those. I'm saying not just those words. I honestly don't want to share some of the words because there are people who are not in this yeshiva who hear the recordings and they would not believe that such a thing could be used as an insult. The types of things that are said. To mock weak people in a certain way. That's not Yaakov. That is not Yaakov. Baruch Hashem, I was given the opportunity to speak today on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Parashas Toldos. Take this with you. Take this with you. We have off on Friday and Sunday this week. Take this with you. Take a step back. Not everything a person thinks must be said. Not everything you say must be written. Try to think about it. Take a step back. I don't usually promise. I promise you. I promise you, and I promise you for three times now. I promise you four times now, if you're careful with the way that you speak, you will be an exceptionally happy married man. You will be an exceptionally happy father. You'll be an exceptionally happy son. And you'll live happy days. That was four things for four promises. A happy father, a happy husband, a happy son, and happy every day. If you control the way that you speak. There are brachas in this week's parasha for Yaakov Avinu. There's nothing left for Esau. I wish you have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos, Bezer Hashem.